Hey, Trash Talk listeners. Every year around Chinese New Year, we invite Greeners Action, a nonprofit organization here in Hong Kong, to our program to tell us about their Lysi recycling program. There's a lot more than just recycling. They call it Reborn Lysi. Today, Michelle Chung from Greeners Action is with us. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Yeah, hello everyone.
I'm not sure if I said that right, but we've been interviewing you every year when it comes to the Lysi program that you have. Maybe you could explain the language that you're using now and tell us a bit more about the program.
Okay, so the Lysi Reuse and Recycle program is this year is the 15th year now. So every year we collect the used Lysi package from the public. After we collect it, we send the Lysi to the shelter. The worker there, they will sorting the Lysi and then find some suitable one for us to redistribute to the participating organization or to the public next year.
Right, because of course, as you're collecting some Lysi, I suspect they're a bit damaged. So you pick all the you pick out the good ones.
Yes.
Oh,
correct.
That's great for us to reuse.
So this year we will have more than 100 distribution points and some street station to promote this. Our public distribution begins on the January 29 and end on the February 9th. And the Lysi package will be collected from February 19th to March 17th. So we will announce the detail later.
Okay, that's great. And are they're different colors, right? Not just red, maybe some gold or different?
Mainly all the Lysi is red package. Mm. Yes, some of them may be gold or purple.
Ooh.
With different color, with our different design as well. Yeah, it's so fancy, the Lysi package now.
They are fancy now.
Yeah.
Does it make it harder to recycle them when they're fancy like that?
Yes, of course. If they are not only paper, they may with some plastic or some kind of material, we are not sure. So that kind of Lysi, we cannot just go to recycle. This only can be, we can try to reuse, of course, if this is suitable with maybe that is no your surname or no other years or animals, then we can be reused. We always encourage people to reuse Lysi before you recycle.
Of course. But it is a good thing to know that when it's something other than paper, that it's kind of hard to recycle. So maybe we stick with just the simple paper. So if I was someone, now that you've gone through this process, you've picked out the ones that are good. Now I want to go, and my Trash Talk listeners, they all want to go and get their Lysi. So where would I go then to pick up the Lysi that I want to use for this year from you?
This year, we will have the some street station in different location. You know, next to the MTR station with different points. Yeah, we will set up the station and then people can just approach us and then pick up the Lysi.
Okay.
We will have the list later. We will show it in the social media. So people, it's easy. Yeah, just approach and then get the Lysi.
Okay, very important. Okay, so in order to find where the Lysi packets are being distributed, we go to Greeners Action social media or your website, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for those who are reluctant about Reborn Lysi, I don't know, maybe your mom says, no, I want to use new ones. How do you convince them that this is the same?
Actually, you know, some of the donor, they give us brand new Lysi every year. So our Reborn Lysi will have some 100% new. So they still can use brand new, totally new Lysi package.
Okay, so then they can, one of the advantages of going on January 21st to get the Lysi packages is you can get the newer ones, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So how much of them are new, do you think, and how much are older?
It's hard to say because it really depends. But this year we're planning, we distribute like around 1.8 million lychee package.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it's quite a lot.
Okay. So I bet there's quite a few that are new because a lot of businesses redo them, don't they, every year?
Yes.
And register them. So if I were a business and I wanted to join the program, how could I reach out to you and what would I do? How do you involve businesses?
So actually, the company, they could send us the email for application. And then they can give out the lychee package to their staff to encourage them to use the reuse lychee package. But I think the most important is them, let's say the bank or some company, they stop printing new lychee package. Because every year they generate a lot and then they make the design really, really nice. Yeah, very attractive to people to take it. So as I mentioned, that it's so fancy and with different material, it's hard to recycle. So if the company, they stop printing it and don't give it for free, it will help a lot.
Oh, you think so? So one of the roles of companies is to come and get the reused and recycled lycee and distribute to either their clients or the people that they work with. Is there a role also for businesses that have extra lycee as well? So this year I'm a bank and I decided to go ahead and make some new lycee because I wanted to use, because you want to use the year of the dragon on it, right? So it's hard when you want to change the year. So if I have leftover year of the dragons, lycee packets, am I able to give those to you guys?
Actually, no. If you have the dragon on it, then we cannot use this on the next year. We can only use this after 12 years.
Oh, and you don't keep your you don't keep them that long?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then once you've distributed the lycee again from January 21 to February 9, then you're collecting them from February 19th to March 17th. Mm-hmm. And that's again just outside the MTR stations?
No, you can give the lycee to like so many different points. We may have like more than 300 collection points in the shopping mall or like some of the tea shop. This is a lot. So I can say that you can go through our social media list
and look for it. Okay, so there's a wider group of places that they actually collect them. So that's good.
Correct.
Other shops and others. Okay. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming into the show. Are we missing anything?
Just look at our social media later on, and then you will find out more about our lychee program, the detail.
Oh, that's great. All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much again for your time, Michelle Chung from Greeners Action. And I'm sure Greeners Action, also Trash Talkers, would love any volunteers to help sort through some of those lycee packets. So you can reach out to Michelle on the social media or the website. All right. Have a wonderful day, Michelle.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
You can find all the Trash Talk episodes on iTunes and the RTHK on the Go app, thanks to our partners, Plastic Free Seas. If you like what you hear, I also host the Sustainable Asia podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube for a more in-depth look at sustainability issues here in Asia.